B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
New time hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. Want to say thanks to Sean McBride from Ketchum. He sent over a study that his company, Ketchum, has done here in the recent weeks. And they did a mini sports survey. You know, they do marketing research, and they did a mini survey to figure out what it is people are doing to sort of fill their time when they would typically be watching sports. And according to this work that they've done, 69% of sports fans aged 18 to 34 have taken steps to get their sports fix, while just 32% of people aged 55 or older have done that, indicating they may prefer to wait for their favorite sports to resume their seasons rather than seek out alternative options. I would just say that that indicates that people who are 55 or older have a little patience, whereas the 18 to 34 generation is, give it to me now, right now, right now, I need it, give it to me now. They have no attention span. People who are 55 or older will say, all right, well, I can figure something out for the next couple of weeks. Many young adults are filling the void by playing sports-themed video games or watching e-sports. The older the respondent, the more removed they are from live action. Those over the age of 35 lean toward watching sports documentaries and rebroadcasts of classic games or watching sports-themed movies. Has anyone watched a sports-themed movie since this started, by the way?
Hey, hold on real quick. My garbage guys are here again. See if they're listening to the show.
Oh, just hold on for a second, Beetle. The garbage man's up. Front of Zoe's house.
Hey, it's bad today too, man. These guys are out there, Warriors today. Thank you. Waving. I wonder what they do to fill their time. Okay.
I have not watched a sports themed movie. I haven't gone out of my way to watch one. Like going out of your way to watch it so you can get your sports fix. Is that what they're implying, Beetle?
Yeah, I think that is what they are implying.
What, are you going to go watch Rudy or Field of Dreams or
no? No.
The major, you know what I did? I actually watched Major League over the weekend. It was on one of the channels. Forget which one.
There you go. So you have watched a sports-themed movie.
Dorn brought out his contract. I'm going to do take a leak on it. That's what I think of your contract. Yeah. It's pretty good. I like Major League.
Yeah, but you don't seek that out in order to get your – no, it just happened.
I wonder if networks are going to start putting them on more. You know what I mean? And roll them out.
Yes.
A lot of get
good
people
question.
To get people to stick. Sure.
Yeah, that's good. Until social distancing requirements are lifted and fans can be back in the stands, almost half of all the fans wanted sports leagues to hold off on a return to the field. I thought that was interesting in this study, that part of the return to sports, most people said, if you're not putting fans in, don't do it. And so there's some other stuff in there about that. But in terms of filling the time, younger fans are finding more ways to fill the time. And there's a huge number of the younger crowd that is into, obviously, esports and video games. That's pretty pretty apparent. Because of the 18 to 34-year-old respondents, 34% of them said they are playing sports-themed video games. One-third, 33%, said they are watching esports, and 26% said they are participating in or reading sports discussions on social media or online forums. So that tells you the age is a big factor in this. 617-779-0985. Bob is in Florida today. Hey, Bob.
Morning from 80-degree Florida.
From where?
Oh, we're so 80-degree Florida. Oh, we're so jealous. Oh, it's warm. It's warmer because you're the 1,200 miles south of us.
Oh well, it's going to be 88 later.
All right.
There you
Congratulations.
Go.
You get that to look forward to.
Yeah. Okay. Got a couple of sports for you: rugby or reruns of roller derby.
Okay. All right. I've watched rugby. I've actually watched rugby before. Rugby's not a bad take.
Looks like
I
it
sit
hurts.
There and watch rugby.
By the way, I got two text messages on the Olympic thing. Remember the Olympic caller earlier?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's desperate for Olympic coverage, and he was wondering if the NBC bosses were listening. Yeah, they're already running the Olympic coverage. They're running it on NBC Sports Network. They're running Reliving the Rio Olympics Monday through Wednesday night this week. Then they're reliving the London Games Thursday through Saturday.
Ooh, that's a good
one. From 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. every single night. They are running hours of Olympic coverage. And then, again, speaking to my dad, who's a constant presence on the show here today, he's got a number of items for us today. He said it's already running on the Olympic channel, 846.
That's the Olympic channel?
I have no idea. What's 846? Is that NBC? I thought NBC Sports Network was 865. Do I have that wrong?
NBC Sports 865. That's where the Bruins usually play.
What's 846?
846 is golf.
No. Oh, that's, yes. That's 848, I think.
Are you sure 849 is ESPN?
No, it's at the Olympic Channel.
Oh, it has its own station?
I just changed it in the studio here, yeah. There's women's hockey on right now.
It's the Olympic Channel.
Oh,
there
my
you
God,
go.
This is awful.
There
it's
you
Pyeongchang
go. You got it.
Gold.
The guy's calling. He's like calling to complain to us. Make sure the NBC bosses are listening. Hope they're listening. They
oh
did. They already listened. You've
look
got tons of Olympic coverage.
Jim, look how clear their graphic. Like, look how clear the shot is. It's high def.
Yeah, it's only 2018.
This is like, this is a struggle to watch the old way things were filmed. Like, this is so clear. Wow. This is better than Nesson shot.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. Oh, yeah. Oof.
Look how bright that ice looks. Not bad.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it, but it's there. All right, we got a whole Olympic channel. Who knew?
Who knew? All right, so there you go. Watch the Olympic channel if you're looking for the Olympics. 617-779-0985 is the phone number for you. Also, yesterday, the Masters was on television. How can they make the offerings better? How can the TV networks make what they are giving us better? Was there a way to make yesterday better with the Masters and Tiger and Jim Nance? We'll get into that. And your calls. Phone lines are open. We'll talk to you next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It was going to be over the bunker. Now, do I go right of that tongue or do I go left of the tongue? And on times when I'm trailing and I've got to make a run, I'll go on the right side of that tongue. And this time, because Fran just hit the ball in the water, I went to the left side of the tongue.
Relief when you saw the result?
Not relief, no, because I know I hit it just perfect. And we have a long way to go. And just because I hit it there, I could still three-putt. Fran could get up and down, and it's a moot point. Now I'm still two back.
That's yesterday on CBS, the Masters replay of 2019. Jim Nance interviewing Tiger Woods remotely. By the way, I'm looking at 846. Olympic Classics, Pyeongchang Gold.
Yeah.
I mean, Olympics all day long on this station. How could you not get your Olympic fix if that's what you're looking for? Like,
all right. He didn't know the channel was there.
And again, NBC Sports Network will run it every night starting at 7 o'clock, too. So if you're into Olympics, that's good. I don't know who won this USA-Canada game, so I'm going to leave this on, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
I think it's a nail-biter.
Well, 0-0 early in the first.
See, I knew who won the Masters last year, Beadle, but I didn't remember every single shot. So it did take something away from it when Jim Nance and Tiger would get on and start talking about his shot before he actually hit it.
Like, so it was last year Tiger won, right?
Yeah.
Forget that.
I do know who won. This is 2018. I do know who won this game, but whatever. Yeah. 617-779-0985. Hardy, you touched on this a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
The technical aspects of this is so bad. Tiger sounds crappy. Jim Nance sounds crappy. Everyone needs a little bit of an upgrade right now doing these shows from home. Because that's unacceptable levels right there. When you're a national CBS sports broadcast and you've got the most famous golfer and the most famous golf broadcaster, and they sound like that.
Yeah, and I don't understand, like, how it can be so difficult to get somebody to, you know, prop up their computer camera at, like, this level. You see a lot of this. You see a lot of people who are just taking whatever they have and just, you know, I'm gonna go up like this, and I'm going to talk down to you.
Hold on, just shoot the ceiling.
Yeah, just like that. Hold on. Stop it.
I just tilted mine up.
Yeah, just fix it a little bit.
Up. Hold on.
So you right. So you've got that going on.
I like that.
You've got the
That's what you like, so?
It looks like you the top of your head looks like upside down man. Like when I go upside down with my chin and do the upside down man.
Your head
looks like upside down man with hair.
Oh, the kids love it. So you've got the camera angle issue, you've got the bad audio issue.
Normal.
And this isn't, you know, it's the same quality you would get like on actually in some cases it's a worse quality than you get like on a crappy YouTube show. This is CBS. This is the Masters. This is Jim Nance and Tiger Woods. So was any thought given to how this was going to sound or look? Or did you just say, you know what, you guys, just log on and we'll run the feed. And it'll be great. It'll be real. It'll be organic.
Hardy, well, this low rent operation that we're doing right now is better than anything else I've seen on television.
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand and Felger and Maz sound better than everything else on TV right now, whether that's local or national, people from home. We sound better than anybody. Let me tell you,
Beetle.
It took a lot of hard work and a lot of organization. Dennis Knudsen, way to go. Polanski, others.
But, I mean, we have good equipment, though. I mean, like, how does NBC Sports Boston, who we're simulcast on now, roll out those, the early edition and then BST, where you're talking into your laptop without a mic?
My point is that we don't have the spending power that CBS Sports has.
Right.
How do they not get it figured out?
I don't know.
That to me is hitting a critical point because it's just annoying. Even worse than CBS Sports yesterday, by the way. Which was, that's just mildly annoying. It wasn't so bad that you couldn't hear what people were saying.
You know what I'm
Or couldn't
what
see what
too?
They were doing.
You know what bugs me is the damn earpods sticking out of their ears. The little tiny earpods. Everybody's got the earpods in. Like, it's the hip way to go. Yeah.
Even worse than CBS Sports would be horse in the NBA last night. This was an embarrassment to everybody involved.
We have an all-access this week, a pre-draft all-access, which I'll be doing from home. They sent emails to this certain app we have to download, and then we have to scan a code to get in. We're all doing a test tomorrow because we're testing everybody's level so it sounds good. So how could they be that far ahead of it?
Have a listen.
CBS doesn't.
Yeah, we got the intro to the show first here.
Let's hear it.
No, this is not your average game.
Shots that have changed the meaning.
And these are not your average players.
Hot ball continues to amaze, baby.
This game is horse right now on ESPN.
Hello and welcome everyone to the first ever NBA Horse Challenge presented by State Farm. I'm Mark Jones coming to you from my home here in Miami, Florida.
I'm in the bottom of the fish tank here at my home in Miami. Just me and the koi here in the fishbowl. I mean,
now that was the guy in his house, not outside in his backyard.
No, that was the host. That was the guy who's employed to be the host and be the media guy in all of this. We were already off to a bad start. All right, I didn't even watch this, by the way. So this is me just seeing it after the fact. Here, have a listen.
All right, we're gonna go. Glass, no rim, left wing.
All right.
Let's just go glass. No. Take the no rim off. Let's go glass.
Okay, glass.
Why, you ain't confident? You ain't going.
Nah, it's just the wind is tricky, and you know.
We're tied at 4-4. He missed it.
I am so glad I didn't watch this. I couldn't imagine wasting 5 seconds of my time during my life yesterday to give that any viewing whatsoever. It sounds like they don't care.
Well, it's awkward. It was awkward for them. It's awkward for the people waiting on the other side. And then you've got the awkward live and like real life look in on some of these players. And, you know, some of these WNBA players in particular who are, you know, the best in the world, you know, the best women basketball players in the world. And I don't know who it was, but one of them had a court set up that looked like she picked up 15 minutes beforehand off of Craigslist just so that she would have some kind of a hoop in her driveway. The most obnoxious sound out of all of it wasn't the stuttering audio or the wind off the microphone. It was the bubble of the backboard whenever the ball hit it, because it was this piece of crap that apparently is what she shoots on in her driveway. I this is just making me sad. Now I'm just getting depressed watching this.
You don't use your craftiness. I'm using my athleticism still, dog.
What is it?
Now with the right. We'll tap it on the left side, go to the right.
It reminds me, Hardy, you know what this reminds me of? When people are playing those what do they call them? First person, first shooter games?
Yes.
What do they call those?
Yes.
You know those things? Yeah. Where they're playing on Xbox and then they upload their videos to YouTube, right? It's like the Leroy Jenkins guy. You guys ever seen the Leroy Jenkins video?
No.
All right. Well,
it's like the flight when they saw the alien ship, apparently.
UFO,
right?
Jim, that's what I thought.
I got a blizzard. Have you seen the way this thing is moving? Have you picked up on it? Over.
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought of, Louth. The Navy pilots off the coast.
Dave! Off the mark.
Uh-oh.
Johnson Dave, Phillips, look out! With an, he's coming in the room from the right!
Yeah, because the headset was made by Nintendo, and it's not supposed to be for, like, broadcast all over North America and the world.
Right.
That's the quality of the audio.
Right. That's what it is.
Just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. That's stop doing this. Stop doing what it is you're doing right now. This.
Albuquerque, 715 for Golf.
Don't use your craftiness. I'm using my athleticism.
There, 7-1 Papa Golf. Good.
And was there anybody above us to pass us like 30 seconds ago?
Oh, freaking alien video.
We're bored, but we're not that bored.
I'd rather watch movies. It just, I don't need my sports fix that bad. I don't.
Like, if you're a big NBA fan, just give these people, like, Kobe Bryant games on rerun or something.
Yeah,
like, there's enough of them. Oh, my God.
4 years ago today was his last game. He scored 60 points in it.
Brilliant. Show that thing last night.
Yeah, show that.
Oh, man. But, again, the statistics say you've got to be 35 or older to be into the replays. The younger audiences don't care about replays. 35 and up is the age that cares about watching sports again. Oh, man.
I'm telling you, this is all coming from a good place, and I get it.
Of course
it
is.
And I respect it, and I keep trying. But if you think I or anyone else going to be tuning in for the finals of the horse competition, no. I'll watch the video from 1992 of American Gladiator that Jim Lau sent us before I'll watch that thing again.
No,
it was just painful.
Pimple Popper. I'd watch Dr. Pimple Popper before I watch that.
One of our frequent emailers, Neil, says that he believes the audio from the Apollo moon missions is probably clearer than Horse last night on ESPN.
Oh, there's an anniversary of Apollo 13 going on today, too.
Oh.
I don't know if today was the launch date or if today is the anniversary of Houston. I think today is Houston, we have a problem. That is the anniversary going on today, because they launched on April 11th, 1970. So today is the 50-year anniversary of Houston, we have a problem. But that audio is better than the horse competition from last night. Agreed.
Oh, 617-779-0985. Paul's in Braintree. Hey, Paul.
How are you, gentlemen?
Hi, Paul. I'm
listening to what you're saying. What about if they play some classic sports original broadcasts from going back?
They're doing that. They're actually doing a lot of that locally and nationally.
But I'm talking way back, like something like Ali fights and things. You think that would get an audience?
No.
I don't think any of this is about getting a large audience, because none of it is going to attract a large audience. But, I mean, I would watch some of that. I don't know how you guys feel. I know Hardy has a strong distaste for standard def, anything in standard def.
You want to watch the other day, Muhammad Ali versus Lyle Alzado. Totally didn't know. I forgot that Lyle Alzado actually fought Muhammad Ali. You know, before he ended up dying. You know, a great Oakland Raider of his time. You know, bounced around a couple teams. He was in the ring with the freaking Muhammad Ali at the end of Ali's career. That's crazy. Like, I'd watch that.
Would you watch a fight again, Hardy?
I would watch if I
oh,
think I
yeah.
would. Yeah, I would watch.
Back in the day, yes. None of this current crap.
I would love to go back and watch. And you mentioned it last week, Beatles. Some of those great bouts between Sugar Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns, Marvin Hagler. Those were the ones. Those are some of my really earliest sports memories. I remember my mom and dad would come into my room and I would beg them to wake me up and tell me who won the fights, especially when Tommy Hearns was fighting, because he was. He turned into the hitman, but back then he was still known as the Motor City Cobra, which was one of the great boxing nicknames of all time. And those were huge. Those were events, and those I would like to go back and watch again. But and some of the Tyson ones too, which I think we've all seen some degree of over the years. Those Tyson fights are
just
ferocious.
They're awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
I watch all that stuff.
Watch George Foreman at the end. Some of his fights when he gets hit, and all the blubber just shakes every time he gets hit in the body. Like, I couldn't believe that dude just hung in there till the end. Sold a ton of grills after that, man. Whew. I bought one.
Who passed on the grill? Was it Hulk Hogan?
That's a good question, Beto.
Someone passed on it. I think it was Hulk Hogan.
Didn't think it was going to do anything, right? How many millions did Foreman make off that? It was huge.
Yeah, it was.
Now I have to look it up. Really? It was supposed to be the Hulk Hogan grill?
Yep, and he claims that he blew he claims that the endorsement ended up being worth $550 million, and he blew it.
Oh.
That's the money that he missed out on. That means that George Foreman made half $1 billion on the freaking grill?
Yeah. Hey, had that little plastic drip tray, caught the fat, man. That's what I was mesmerized. I was like, this is awesome. Look at that. The fat just runs right off on a slant. Who could ever come up with that concept?
Wow, the wind is loud out there, though, huh?
Dude, it's...
I'm reading some of the competitors that came along now after the George Foreman grill. I remember the Evander Holyfield Real Deal grill. I remember seeing that advertised. But this is the first time I'm hearing or reading of the Carl Lewis Health Grill. And apparently overseas in the Asian market, the George Foreman grill is also known as the Jackie Chan grill. It's a co-endorsement.
Oh!
How about that?
Nice.
Interesting. Everybody had one of those at one point in time.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yep.
Michael Scott had one. He liked to make bacon.
He burned his foot on it. You know, he would wake up, plug it in, and the bacon, he would put the bacon on it at night. So then when he woke up, he'd plug it in. That way he'd have crisp bacon in the morning.
I wonder why those fell out of favor, to be quite honest with you. It's a good item.
It became a pain in the ass to clean. And
why don't we have those anymore?
Because it's something you don't leave out on your counter. All those concept stuff, the juicers and all that, you don't just leave it out on your counter next to the sink, you know? Either you got to have a microwave, an oven, and a refrigerator.
617-779-0985. We'll jump back to your calls on this. And that is how you're filling the sports void, what you're doing to get your sports fixed. We'll do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
To our website, 98.5thesportsup.com. Download our app. Make sure you listen on your smart speaker as well by saying play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Appreciate everyone sticking with us through these times. Got some good emails on filling the sports void today. A couple of things for you. Number one, best email of the day, Kevin Connor, who says, Pluto TV has an American Gladiator channel 24/7. I had never heard of Pluto TV until I read that email at the start of the break. I asked Jim, I said, what do you know about Pluto TV? He said, I've never heard of it. I just, during the course of the break, downloaded Pluto TV on this Roku-enabled TV I have. Pluto on the Roku. And it does, in fact, have a station on this service, which, by the way, is pretty remarkable that all these stations in this app are free. But on Pluto TV, they have a station where they run episodes of American Gladiators around the clock, and I have an episode on right now, and it's unbelievable.
Is it good? Is it watchable?
Or yeah,
is it
I can't hear what they're saying, but if I were to
turn it up.
See what they're talking about.
I don't care.
The crowd is unbelievable.
Hey, that sounds better than the Jim Nantz stuff.
High anxiety.
High anxiety.
Yes.
Oh, hello there. There.
No, this is good. Yeah, well, all right, it's good. It's good. It's worth your time. I know that little Jimmy Louth is going to be watching that later. I can tell. I know it. I know it. It's happening. So, Kevin, good email. Also, DJ in Maine has something for Hardy, who is against low def. And by the way, even in low def, it looks good on this screen. Back in the day, I used to watch Celtics games on TV, turn the volume off, and listen to the game on the radio with Johnny Most. Would that be possible now? Would Hardy watch that, DJ in Maine? Would you watch a Celtics game if you could listen to Johnny call the game?
No,
especially one of those Detroit specials when he flips out and loses his mind on Lambeer.
Is that going to make the picture better?
No, it's not.
Johnny Most on the call?
No, no. But you'll get to hear Johnny.
Not watching it. I'm not doing it.
I'll watch
you know, clips on YouTube. You know, I'll watch like clips of, you know, who hasn't gone back and watched some of those brawls between Bird and Lambeer and Mahorn and all that stuff. It's great. Okay. I'll watch it for a couple minutes. I'm not gonna watch a game. No.
Beatles, somebody called in and said, go to the channel Eye Candy on Pluto TV.
Really?
What the hell are you guys talking about, Pluto?
What channel is that? What is this getting weird?
It's a channel with just girls dancing in bikinis the whole 24 hours a day.
I love that.
There's also a Baywatch channel on here, channel 139, which is nothing but Baywatch episodes. Eye Candy. I'll have to take a look for that. I'll look for that during the next break. Doug in Boston on Old Fights. What's up, Doug?
Yeah, I've been, during this virus, watching a couple of the fights, the Webner one and also the Jurgen Blin one, and then also Tyson versus Bruno is a good take, too. But to go on another subject, I'd actually check out the last Queen concert. It's like 2 hours long. If you have the voice remote, you can look it up, say Queen Live, and it's a pretty good take. But also, I got good news. John Bertrand also went back to work today, as well as I did. So hopefully this is it, and we stay working. So have a good day.
All right, Doug. John's my cousin. He must know my cousin John. That's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
I thought now that he says that, he sort of sounded like him. I hope that wasn't him impersonating. Fred is in Middleboro. Fred, what's up?
Hey, guys. I love watching the heat. I love watching old fights, and I have a girlfriend whose kid is 13, and he's into, you know, MMA, that kind of stuff. And we watched Hagler-Hearns three times in a row.
Oh, it's so good. I've watched that fight on YouTube. I wonder...
So string that stuff together, man, and there you go. You're good to go for hours.
So I wonder if there's if YouTube is the best quality of that fight. Because I watched it, and I'm like, does this look sort of blurry, to speak to Hardy's point? Is it blurry because it's old, or it's blurry because it's someone took it off of a VHS and then put it on YouTube?
There's got to be a better, there's got to be better visual than that.
And I don't even know who owns the rights to it. All these
I've seen it over the years where people would talk about, you know, great sporting events and some of those shows, and they had clear pictures of it.
I'm not seeing the eye candy station here, Jim. Not seeing that. Gonna have to. Gonna have to.
Maybe. Maybe.
It says
pay for
$5.94. I don't know. Are they numbered channels or no? Jim?
No. Oh wait, I'm only in the 200s. I gotta go to the 500s. Gonna be here all day. There's a million stations on this thing, though, Jim.
Million. I just threw an example of it.
What
into,
is this?
It's on YouTube, though.
Oh
example.
My God, they've got an unsolved mystery station where all they do is run the Robert Stack era unsolved mysteries episodes.
Somebody tweeted us that it has a station for your cat, not like for humans watching cats, like for your cat to watch.
It's for your cat.
Yeah, like probably little things running across the screen and stuff, like little mice.
Michael in Plainville and something on Johnny Most. Michael.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. We're fiddling and diddling and we're daddling and doodling and, you know, we're all trying to just get by here, kiddo. You know, it's one of those things that's unprecedented and we just need to be safe and take care of one another. And we bleed green, baby. We bleed green.
Michael, that is amazing.
That's pretty good.
Thank you, gentlemen. You know, this is Uncle Johnny high above courtside, and we're still smoking, and we're looking forward to when the boys can get back on the parquet at the garden.
Awesome. Let's end it there. That is
good
brilliant.
Stuff.
Awesome. Oh, man, that is great stuff. 617-779-0985. What an impression. What an impression. Also, there's a story about masks out there today. That big shipment of masks that came into Boston last week on the Patriots plane, about the quality of the masks. There's now a statement that was put out today on that. We'll tell you about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sandlot. There's a sports movie.
That it is. 617-779-0985. There was a report in the Globe this morning about the masks that came back from China on the Patriots plane. Not masks that the Patriots ordered up, by the way.
Right.
Masks that were purchased by the state and the governor.
Thank you.
Why are you thanking me?
Ah, it just feels like, you know, Globe is always looking to attack the Patriots. Go ahead.
Okay, good. That was my question. Is this some sort of hit piece in your mind?
A little bit. It was brought to my attention by some people. That's
what
all.
What people? People within the Patriots organization that feel like it's
nice.
A hit piece?
Yeah, trying to do something nice, and, you know, Patriots names attached to it, and didn't do enough homework on buying the right kind of masks. Just like typical Globe hit piece.
The story doesn't say that, though. The story doesn't say the Patriots didn't do their homework.
Patriots did everything they could to put the plane together to get the right clearance to get these masks to help people. And isn't any kind of mask really better than using nothing at all, or taking ponchos or wrapping a T-shirt around your head. And I know it's not the exact N95 technical mask, right? Like, you did more reading on this, right?
So there is a difference, and this is the question, is that there there was this claim last week that the plane was full of N95 masks. Not exactly true, and that is because at least some of the masks are KN95 masks, which are, in some cases, the Chinese equivalent of an N95, where these masks are manufactured. There is no oversight versus the manufacturing of N95 masks, which does have oversight, American oversight, that is, and the standards could be different. There's also a huge counterfeiting problem with masks that has gone on. In fact, you may have seen that report out of China probably about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, that the Chinese government there had confiscated more than 30 million counterfeit masks. That they went in and raided factories because there were people selling fake masks, and that's a rampant problem that is being dealt with right now. So I think it's a legitimate, like, thing that should be covered during the course of this story is some of the masks that are coming, you know, are they up to the standard? And the reason why this is a story is because hospitals are refusing to use the KN95 masks. And in fact, up until last week, the FDA was seizing KN95 masks when they were coming through customs. So I read the story, and I really did not think that this was at all slamming the Patriots. In fact, I still think their good deed is still just as great as it was. I don't think it takes away from what they did. The state bought masks. They needed to get them here. And the Patriots stepped up and said, we'll take care of it. So I don't think it takes away from them at all. And if people there are taking it as a hit piece, I think they're being too sensitive, because I think people realized what they did last week and still have the full appreciation for what they did. They didn't even buy the masks. That was not something they did. Right. Here's a statement today from Peter Slavin, the president of Massachusetts General Hospital.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, Beetle, because this to me speaks volumes about any questions you might have, like, oh, did they really end up doing, you know, something that helped or not? Yes. Yeah, you're going to read this statement now, but this answered everything for me.
He says, in these extraordinary times, the FDA and the CDC have both authorized the use of KN95 respirators for healthcare workers. Infectious diseases leaders have confirmed that a well-made KN95 is as effective as the more familiar N95. KN95s and N95s are similar products that must meet the same high standards of filtration, and they function in the same way. The purchase and delivery of these respirators to Massachusetts and New York were a godsend to frontline healthcare workers in hospitals and nursing homes who have been fearful and concerned about the dire shortage of personal protective equipment. The governor and the Kraft family have done a great service to the state and have made caring for patients with COVID-19 safer. They deserve our heartfelt thanks. Totally agree with what he said. Here's a question I'd have as a follow-up for him and everybody else. Did you use them in your hospital? And if not, why?
Right.
That's and a simple question that was not answered in the statement.
Right, and at the time when they first got delivered, Beetle, they may not have been, like, immediately implemented because, you know, there was another doctor who's, an emergency room physician and said, no, KN95s are not the gold standard. They're not what, you know, we use in an emergency room setting. However, in these extraordinary times, a KN95, which maybe has not gone through the same rigorous testing as an N95, or maybe has a few more issues that they can't get to the bottom of in terms of quality control. In these extraordinary times, have they approved the use of KN95s? Yes, they have. So I'm sure at this point, I would hope anyway, that they're all being used and they're all being put to good use, because everything has changed in terms of, you know, what would be normal, what would be an acceptable hospital facility. You know, you're putting people, you know, in parks. You're converting sports arenas into makeshift hospitals for COVID-19 people, and you're bringing in hospital ships. None of this is acceptable. None of this is how you normally do business. But hey, N95. Yep, that's the one you want. Can you deal with a KN95? Well, in normal times, No, we'd prefer an N95. What about now? Oh, well, hell yeah. Give me the KN95.
So
give
the
me
thought would
them.
Be.
Thank you. Please and thank you.
The thought would be if your decision here is surgical mask or KN95, and you've had some sort of inspection of them, which it's according to the Globe story and according to the statement, those are consistent. They did. So have at it. Go for it. Like, right. That's a no-brainer, right? The question is, would you use them? Do you use them at all? Have you used them? Have you given your workers the right to use them as opposed to saying go without something or go with a surgical mask versus the KN95? That's just something I'm curious about, not for Mass General or this story, but everywhere. Because you've heard about people, and this is not a Patriots item or Massachusetts General item, you've heard these stories about people that have gone to work and have located their own masks that they were able to bring with them to work at a hospital, and they've been told, no, you can't use it. And you're like, well, that seems like, you know, taking protocol to the extreme and not exercising any sort of common sense. If someone's got something better that they were able to acquire, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel like you've read those stories, not here locally, but in the national news, that's sort of been the issue. But I thought the story was, I didn't even know that it was considered a hit piece until the show started today. And Jim was telling me about people calling it a hit piece. And Zoe, you obviously have heard something along those lines. I mean, it called what happened last week well intended and carefully executed. And also went on to say that when the respirators are made right and authenticated, they are considered to have most, if not all, of the protective qualities of the N95 masks. It was a story about masks. I don't think it was a story about anybody actually involved. But, you know, people,
I think it's the headline that got people.
The headline.
The Patriots plane. It said the Patriots plane masks. Right, yeah, that's right. The headline.
Patriots plane masks, not the mask the governor and the state acquired.
So the headline is the problem? That's too much? That's a knock on them somehow? I don't know. I just feel like if you get the praise and you want to be attached with the story, well, then you're attached with all parts of the story, whatever it might be. So yeah,
medical workers share concerns about masks delivered by Patriots plane, the Boston Globe. That's all.
Okay. All right. 617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls. Also, I mentioned importing earlier, Hardy.
Yes. Import, export, yeah. Which
and
one
relates
again?
The story? Everything has to come from China now, right? Everything.
Yeah.
I've made a purchase of an item that I don't think you're going to be able to find locally for a little bit, and I got it through the supply chain coming from China, is what I had to do. I'm going to import some products here in the coming weeks.
All right.
You want to know what it is? I'll tell you next. Okay. After headlines.
Okay. I do want to know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.